Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vein Innovations.
And a good Saturday evening to you folks. I'm Belinda Skelton, and I'm on a little later this evening because of the Georgia win against Louisiana Lafayette today. We beat them out 35-21. That's good. Gearing up for the big game against Tech. So prayers are with you, boys. Great show for you this evening. So stick around. First of all, we're going to be talking turkey and ham. You're going to get the meat sweats during the first hour of this show. I have Duana Haley. She's the vice president of Honey Baked Ham. Could you have a better job?
No. I don't think I could have a better job. Absolutely.
I would be the official taste tester of every little tray that went out. Most definitely. And I'm an endorsement person for Honey Baked Ham because I highly believe in the product. Premium hams, been around 60 years. We're going to talk more about that, but I want to start getting you on the lines because we're doing something special tonight. We have a $100 gift certificate for Honey Baked Hams to give away, but we're going to give them away to people who are going to be away from their families doing a very important job, generally saving lives. If you're a first responder, if you're a police person, if you're an EMT, if you're a fireman, someone like that. Now, if you're working tonight, you know, keeping the streets safe and you can't call, your wife can call on your behalf and kind of tell us your story, why it would mean so much to have a Honey Baked Ham on your table. And the number to call for that is 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. I mean, you can get a Honey Baked Ham, turkey breast, and some sides with a $100 gift card.
Quite a bit, yes.
Oh, did you hear my stomach growl, Dawn? Oh, sorry. Anyway, that's 404-872-0750. So Crystal's going to screen your call, and we're going to decide at the end of the show at 7:50 or at the end of that hour who's going to get that gift card. So I wanted her to give you a little background on how Honey Baked Hams got started, because it's a fascinating story. Because, like I said in some of my commercials, not every little piggy grows up to be a Honey Baked Ham. So they're almost 60 years old.
They are. Actually, we will celebrate 60 next year. So we're gearing up for that now, and it's going to be a really special year for the brand.
Now tell me about the gentleman who invented. He didn't invent the ham.
Mr. Harry Hunsler. Yes. Well, you know, he opened up the very first store in 1957, and that was in Detroit, Michigan. So Detroit is a very special city for the brand. But yeah, he opened it up, you know, looking at the highest quality premium meats that he could find. And he created that spiral cooking procedure that we are so famous for.
It makes it so easy. And doesn't he have a patent on that,
that
spiral?
Absolutely does. And our sweet crunchy glaze, I can't even get it out because I'm thinking about it. Sweet, crunchy glaze.
Well, if you
glaze,
brought a tray, we could all be tasting it.
You know, I'm... It's a bad, bad thing that I did today.
Okay,
up, but let's I am going to make it up to everyone here. Don't worry. Look, I see the faces. I am going to make it up to you.
We've been
promise.
Giving her a hard time because we all thought she was going to bring a tray.
Everyone thought that security almost didn't let me into the building. They were like, did you bring it with you? And I said, he said, wrong answer. I said, oh no, I'm so sorry. I will make it up to you.
That is
I
how
promise.
Much we love our honey baked ham around here.
I can understand. It has been a part, but way before even working with the brand, it has been a part of my life for a very long time. So promise, guys, I will make it up to you. You're going to have so much ham, you're going to be like, okay, she didn't need to do this much. That's going to be my way of saying sorry.
I don't think we know those words.
That's going to be my way of saying sorry.
So the glaze is actually applied in store by hand.
Yes. We have professional glazers that actually, and I have actually seen this process in person, and it is incredible. The smell inside of the kitchen is just so incredible. You would think like it would be too sweet, it is not. Like they pull the meats out, whether it's the turkey or the ham, and then they go to work. And I mean, it's a several step process.
So what is in that sweet, crunchy glaze?
You know, I don't think that they would allow me to come back if I told anything that was a part of the glaze. All I can say
is brown sugar's part of it.
I will say that was a safe guess.
That's all I got for you.
And that's all I can give.
Okay. that's good enough. But they're going to be open extended hours.
Yes.
This holiday week, because we want you to have a honey baked turkey or ham on your table. So what are the extended hours, Duana?
Absolutely. The stores are open until 8 p.m. And I would say to folks who drive by, you know, this is a really busy time for the stores, but it's also a really, really special time for the stores. We have a lot of people who actually get excited about standing in the line. It's almost like standing in the line for Santa. So, but I would say for those who are a little intimidated by the line, don't be. These stores run like a well-oiled machine. And I promise you, you could drive by and then come back 5 minutes later and think, oh God, there's still a line. Those are not the same people. Moved the people out. And I mean, like, the stores really do move very well. So you'll be able to get everything that you need, just as you need it, in time for the holidays. So go ahead, go in, meet some friends, stand in line. There'll be samples, even though I didn't bring samples tonight.
Even the people in line get samples. Okay.
The stores make it the general managers and the store manager, they make it a very special process and experience. So.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phone lines, Duana, and listen to some of the stories. Are
Absolutely.
You ready?
Okay.
You want to make some notes?
I am.
All right. Jackie in Atlanta, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
We're doing well. Let's hear your story.
Well, I am a respiratory therapist, and I would like to be considered for the gift certificates for my family at work. We'll be working at the hospital at Emory University Midtown, and we normally do a potluck, and it will be great to have a honey-baked ham. It helps as far as we, as respiratory therapists, we're first responders in the hospital to code situations. And it will be great as far as having a great buffet of honey-baked ham and all the trimmings with it.
Now, you definitely would be the star of the show if you walked in with the honey-baked ham. That would beat out Gloria, who brought the Jell-O salad.
I would be. And another thing is that it will be not only for day shift, it will run into evening shift because a lot of us work 12 hours.
Okay.
So many of us don't be with our families, and we are given care in the hospital setting, not on the outside of the hospital, like the first responders that are not located in the hospital. But we do respond, and we help people breathe. You can't breathe, you can't eat.
So that's true.
Delicious honey baked ham.
Okay. True. All right, Jackie, and Crystal has your number. So I want you to hold on, and we'll, let's see, that's the hold button. There we go. All right, let's go to Timothy in Lilburn. Timothy, you're on WSB. What's your story?
Yes, my name is Timothy, and I'm an EMT. I work for American Medical Response here in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I would like to be considered because my aunt, this Thanksgiving, my mom will be with my aunt. She lost her husband this year,
oh.
So she's spending time with her sisters. All of her sisters are together mm-hmm. in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I think it would be really great for the consideration if they could have a nice ham and the fixings for Thanksgiving up there. And it would be a surprise anyway.
So you're not going to be with them because you're going to be working.
I have to work. I work a 12-hour shift here in Atlanta, and I'll be here. My mom will be away. I have no other brothers or sisters, so I'm thinking not of myself.
Aww.
I'm thinking of my family. So it would be nice for a little something to be sent up there in Chattanooga. So that's my story.
All right. I like your story, Timothy. It's very selfless. Okay. Crystal has your number, right?
Yes, she has my number.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much. And we are taking your calls and your stories, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. If you are a first responder, a firefighter, a policeman, what have you, then you can't be with your family this Thanksgiving because that's what Thanksgiving is all about, giving thanks and sharing blessings and just being grateful for what we have. And we're grateful that we have Dwayna Haley, Vice President of Honey Baked Ham, in the studio, and she's going to give a $100 gift certificate to the winner of the folks on one of the winners of one of the people that we choose who is on hold. So we're going to come back and hear more of these wonderful stories right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thanks, Scott. I wish y'all knew how much fun we had on this show. It's really just sad that we get paid to have this much fun and call it work. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And we're talking about ham. That's why we're having fun. We're talking about ham and turkey and Thanksgiving and helping people.
True story.
I'm with Dwayna Haley, Vice President of Honey Baked Ham, who has the greatest job despite, just second to mine. And we're taking your calls from first responders who are not going to be home for Thanksgiving dinner. And we're taking your stories, and who has the best story in our opinion will get a $100 gift certificate. That's always hard for me. To a Honey Baked Ham, and you can use it any way you want. And so let's go to Stoney in Covington. Stoney, you're on WSB. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, I'm actually the fire chief of the city of Covington.
Oh,
and
cool.
I just want to tell you a little bit about our folks. I think I work with, I know you guys say you've got great jobs and the best jobs, but I'd have to argue with you a little bit. I get to work with some of the most selfless.
You work with fire, Stoney.
I do, but I get to work with some of the most selfless people in the world. You know, they come in, they work 24-hour shifts, and we actually have three of our folks up right now up in Towns County assisting with the wildland fires. We brought three of them back yesterday. We're going to be sending three more tomorrow afternoon, and we're going to continue that until the need is not anymore. And just to let you know, we only have 48 of our guys that actually man the staff, the fire trucks, but we probably had about 20 of our folks volunteer to go up there.
Wow.
And several of them even said, "Hey, look, at Thanksgiving, if you need folks, Chief, we'll volunteer for Thanksgiving as well." And just we really got a great group of selfless individuals that really love their job, but they will be separated from their family.
Yeah.
And so that's why I gave you a call. I think all of them are very admirable, and I don't know that I would hate to try to make your decision. So,
yeah. And I appreciate the work you're doing. I'm from Blue Ridge, Georgia, and I was there last weekend, and it's really rough up there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so thank you so much for what the guys and your crew are doing to try to put out the fires. What percentage are the fires contained right now?
Well, I think that the our folks are over in been responding over to Tate City area.
Okay.
And over there, they have de-escalated it a little bit. They were talking, one of the guys called me this morning and said that the fire was spreading at 3/4 of a mile per day. With the winds today, they were saying it was spreading 3/4 of a mile per hour.
Oh, gosh.
And so it certainly picked up its intensity. But I know that they have a pretty good handle in that area. Now, moving on over toward Raven County is where the fire was headed because of the winds.
Mm-hmm.
We may wind up having to redeploy our folks from Towns County over to Raven County.
Okay. Well, you're certainly doing a valiant gesture here, sending your guys from your company up there to help the other departments put this out. And I hear that they're coming from Alaska and all over the country to try to help us up here.
Yeah.
So Crystal has your number, so hang on the line here for just a minute if
Absolutely.
You can. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you. We certainly will.
Thank you so much. Ooh, that's going to be hard.
Yeah, it is.
Because he's, you know, they put themselves in danger every time the bell rings and they fly down that pole. Do you think they really use the pole anymore? Or is that just in the movie?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
I should have asked him. Let me. Oh, I can't. Anyway, y'all don't take that so dirty. I'm talking. Don't look. Just because it's 8:30 at night, you're in the gutter. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
WSB, depend on it.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Melinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Listen, I told you, a great show tonight. We're speaking with Dwayna Haley, Vice President of Honey Baked Hams. And we're taking your calls on, you know, if you can't be at home and you're a first responder, we're taking your calls and giving it to the person who has the best story. Then I'm going to have David Danzig giving you the breaking news on the latest restaurant happenings. And he's doing something good because he has compiled a list of restaurants, whether you want to go out and dine at a great restaurant instead of having Thanksgiving, then he has those restaurants for you. Or you want to have it at home, go by and pick it up, bring it home, and listen, all you don't eat, you, just a few dishes to wash up. So all of that David has compiled is on BelindaSkelton.com, but that's coming your way at 8:50. And let's give away a weekend prize pack. Dwayna.
Okay.
Okay. This is the McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack. It's a family four-pack of tickets to see the Atlanta Ballet's Nutcracker playing December the 9th through the 24th at the Fox Theater, and a family four-pack of tickets to see an Atlanta Gladiators game at the Infinite Energy Arena. So we need a caller between, let's make it easy on Crystal because we've worked her kind of hard.
Okay.
Let's see, a number between 1 and 7.
Three.
I always pick three. We are of like mind.
Three is, that's my birthday.
Oh, so there you go. Caller number three to our contest line, 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750. We'll win our McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack. We're just giving away the store today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take another caller here. I can't see their first name. But what's your first name here on line one? Hello?
Evelyn.
Is it Evelyn?
Evelyn. Okay, Evelyn, you're on WSB, sweetheart. What's your story?
Well, I was calling for the Honey Baked Ham for a friend who is on his way from Afghanistan. He is an EMT fireman, at Kandahar Air Force Base.
Wow.
You know, in Afghanistan. And so he is on his way home, and I will be getting to have dinner with him sometime while he's here. And this Honey Baked Ham would be wonderful. He will not be here for Christmas.
Oh, you're just getting for a little while.
Wow. Yeah, so he'd be here, I think, maybe like 12 to 14 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not very long.
How long's he been deployed this time?
Well, you know, he's been, every few months he gets to come back, you know, just for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's got maybe a couple more years over there.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. But his family misses him. He has two children.
Oh, wow.
They live in LJ.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So this would be quite special to have a honey baked ham to help make those memories. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, Evelyn. And does Crystal have your number?
I left it a while ago and then I got cut off. But let me give it. Can I give it to you?
Well, let's don't give it on the air because, honey, people will want to
Everyone
come over.
Everyone will call you Evelyn.
Yeah, they'll want to come over to your house for Thanksgiving.
Well, I won't be here. I'll be going to eat with them.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second, sweetie.
All right. Thank
sure. Thank you. And tell your son.
Thank
you for his service.
Yes, please
okay,
do.
Great. And I enjoy listening to you all.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
Hold
you.
On. Oh, wow. That would be difficult.
It would be difficult.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. We have Lynn and Dacula calling in. And Lynn is on line 4. Where's Lynn? Lynn, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
All right, tell me your story, buddy.
Well, I'm calling for a friend of mine, two friends, actually. They're husband and wife. They're both police officers.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And they have two children, and they play sports, and, you know, they miss a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And it's if one's working, the other one's not, or sometimes they're both working, you know, and that's dedication when both of them are police officers. And, you know, with the sports, they've all missed, you know, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about their kids' sports?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, man. And I know as a parent how that can absolutely jerk at your heart.
Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're doing it to protect others and keep our streets safe.
Right.
Yeah, and they're in. They're close to 20 years each on the force.
God bless them.
So it's been a long time.
Okay. Well, that's a very admirable thing that they're doing, and they're high on the list. Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm getting good with the hold button now. All right. So tell me a little about, we need to tell people why they need to go get honey baked ham in the first place. Folks, if you've never tried a honey baked ham, it is not like any ham you've put in your mouth.
It's a pretty special experience. Yes.
It deserves,
it's one-of-a-kind experience.
It deserves the gold foil that it's wrapped in.
It deserves the entire experience, yeah. I would say that this year is particularly special for us. Not only are we leading into our 60th anniversary, but we've decided this year, after doing some research and just finding out that, you know, 25% of people aren't going to be traveling home for the holidays. And when we mined through that data to see, you know, who are some folks that we can kind of bring a little taste of home to, we found that first responders were among those. And so, we've decided that it's kind of a three-step plan. We will be partnering with Gary Sinise Foundation. And for those folks who come in and visit us at the stores throughout this year, and especially this holidays, you can donate at the register. So add a little something onto the purchase of your register, into your purchase, and we will support the first responders outreach program.
Now, he was on Bubba Gump Shrimp.
He was on Forrest Gump. That is absolutely right. But his organization has been applauded with doing a lot of work for veterans and first responders. But we are particularly supporting the first responders program.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is tremendous. But Honey Baked Ham, it's a premium ham. It's past rigorous inspection. Like I said, 1 in 10 hams grow up to be a honey baked ham. That sweet, crunchy glaze is applied in the store hand.
Yep.
There is a ham that's perfect for the size of your group.
Yes.
And that's important. You don't have to buy a too big of a ham or right. too small of a ham. You get to look at it before you buy it.
The point is to make your holiday effortless so that you can focus on the things that you want to focus on. So don't slave away in the kitchen. Let us do that for you. And then you focus on those special details to as you get ready to host your party.
Because the important thing, and Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays because really the commercialism is not in Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Yet.
No.
And it's just all about giving thanks and knowing our blessings
mm-hmm.
and giving our blessings. And you get more time with family if you're not standing at a stove or in front of an oven. And honey-baked ham allows you to do that.
That's right.
And your sides just taste better with a honey-baked ham. It does. I don't know how they do that, but it does. And I have a picky eater. My youngest is the pickiest of the pickiest.
I.
Oh my gosh!
Mm.
But he'll eat
but
it.
But never turns that.
But
down.
never turns that down. By golly! And I see him, and my older brother, he's picking at that glaze before we've said the blessing.
So, I like your older brother then.
Yeah. You know, someone's slapping his hand before the blessing is said. So, and you don't even have to do anything because it is pre-cooked, spiral sliced.
Ready to serve.
Ready to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And just put it on a pretty platter.
Put it on a beautiful platter. Put it in let it be the centerpiece. And we'll do the work for you.
And it's easy to find a location near you. There are 30 locations around the city. Go to honeybakedham.com and find one near you.
Yes.
You're not going to run out, right?
We're not going to run out. No, we're prepared. I promise you, there's a plan plus a plan plus a plan. We're not going to run out. We're prepared to serve you.
Okay. So I tell you what. We need to be picking our winner here. So,
okay,
what's your plan? I'm gonna put you on the spot because we need to be announcing.
Are we announcing now?
Yeah, because this is our last segment.
All right. Thank you first of all for calling in, Jackie, Timothy, Stoney, Evelyn, and Lynn. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your stories with us. And, you know, I think that, you know, the whole point of our program this year is just so that we can support first responders. And I don't know that anyone shared a story that was better than the other. So I'm going to say that I'm going to give a gift card to each of the people that
spoke
with tonight. And I'm going to say thank you on behalf of the brand for everything that you're doing, for calling in and for sharing your stories, and hoping you have a really wonderful and blessed holiday.
Oh, I can't believe that y'all are doing that. So everyone who called in and was on the air and shared their story is getting a gift card.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I have
chills. That is so gracious of you guys to do.
It's that, you know, it's one thing that I love about this brand, and one thing that I've learned about this brand is that they love supporting the communities that the stores are within. And so if anyone else were here, I'm almost certain they would do the same thing. So,
well, I can't thank you enough, and I know that you've made many happy families and that they're going to make memories from this, and it's going to be a tremendous Thanksgiving thanks to Honey Baked Ham. So you guys rock. Okay, so we will be getting in touch with those people. We have their phone number.
Yes.
Yes. So once again, go to honeybaked.com to find the location near you. And stay tuned, folks, because David Danzig has worked his little honey off on finding places for you to sit down and have a meal or bring it home, like a few things from Honey Baked or other fine restaurants, and pass it off maybe as your own and have Thanksgiving brought to you instead of cooking, if that's the way you want to go. It's To Cook or Not Cook, right here on Atlanta Living. You're listening to Atlanta Living, and next is Barnsley Gardens, so stay tuned. And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It's time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season Magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. I can't believe it, David, but it's that time of year that we're looking at Thanksgiving, and we always have the conversation, to cook or not to cook?
That is the question, because I'm a firm believer in not to cook. Now,
I'm a half and halfer.
Don't get me wrong. I relish the joy of the Thanksgiving meal. Exactly, because it is, I mean, if you think about it, it is the union of about 8 of the greatest comfort foods of all time on one table. But when you break down the time it takes to cook, and then the time it takes to clean up, because there's a couple more hours there. I mean, the ratio is just out of whack, because you eat it, you know, I know with my kids, you eat in 20 minutes and then you got to run off and do stuff. So I am a big advocate, and at BelindaSkelton.com, I will give you all the ammunition you need for either going in and dining on Thanksgiving Day at a fabulous restaurant, or let a master chef cook it for you, and then you bring it home and look like the champion. So if you go to BelindaSkelton.com, you will see bountiful buffets and family feasts. I've got great information from Le Bilboquet in Buckhead, Chicken and the Egg in Marietta, the Iberian Pig. Ray's restaurants do great buffets. So you can go in. These are all open on Thanksgiving Day. The Ritz-Carlton downtown has an incredible, they've done a renovation of their restaurant. That's amazing. Now, if you want to pick it up to go, there's some fantastic restaurants where you can order it in, and you got to go ahead and get going on that. So go to BelindaSkelton.com. Serpa's True Food, Parrish in Inman Park, Wahoo Grill in Decatur, Star Provisions, you know, the Annie Quattrano from Bacchanalia. You know, why don't you let her do the cooking?
You know, that's I'm not sure I could pass off anything that she cooked that as mine.
You would really have to get a lot of wine going, I think, to convince people. But anyway, again, at BelindaSkelton.com, I am urging you, don't cook this Thanksgiving. Save the energy and just have a great feast, and happy Thanksgiving to all the Atlanta Living listeners.
And where can we find you during the week?
My website is BitesAndSights.net, and follow me on social media, Bites and Sights.
Folks, you're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.